cannabis topics in less than 10 minutes. Let's go.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of The Dime. I'm Brian Fields, and with me, as always, is Kellen Finney. And this week, we've got a very special guest, Rick Bashkoff. Rick, thanks for taking the time. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Thanks for having me, guys. Excited to be here.
So it seems like where you are is that you're recognizing that the industry is loaded with problems, and you recognize that some of the solutions out there, specifically from the software side, aren't an all-in-one solution, right? So your team feels like it's attacking the software side and looking like problem solution, which has kind of been the mindset you got when you got into the space. Can you kind of elaborate on that?
For sure. I mean, so I think, like, you know, all respect to the first wave, but there's a second wave of software company coming in cannabis, ruthlessly focused on the customer, you know, building lean teams, not going out and raising a lot of capital. And I think the industry's kind of been trained that way, right? Because the capital hasn't been available in a little bit of time. And so, you know, out of necessity, you know, the industry's kind of birthing these really young, scrappy tech companies that I think are going to change the way the cannabis tech stack works. If you look outside of cannabis, there's way more interoperability. There's way more kind of cooperation between different stages of the supply chain. So I was at Canna DataCon 2 weeks ago. Great convention for anyone looking to solve some of these issues in the cannabis space. But, you know, there were some really interesting things brought up there in terms of, like, we just have some basic data cleaning and data quality problems that we all have to kind of come together and agree on ways to solve. Because, you know, one of the things that I heard that I thought was so smart was, you know, this industry is not ready for AI until we have structured data that we can actually, you know, right? Because bad information in, bad information out, right? And so we find that, you know, the crew that I'm working with, we find that incredibly exciting. And I think, look, like, you have the first wave to come through, they lay the infrastructure. We've got a second wave coming through that will be, you know, slightly disruptive, but also very much value add to the industry, because I think all of us are going to go really deep on one or two things and just be the best at, whether it's sales enablement or wholesale or cultivation tech, like just going really deep instead of saying, look, we're going to try and solve all the problems across all of, you know, we're going to be all in one, you know, pitch, I think has kind of run its course in cannabis. So we're really excited. Like, we've spent a lot of time over the last 2 months in particular, kind of trying to figure out who we're going to align with in that space, because we've got customers coming to us and saying, like, hey, it would be great if you guys did an integration with X, right? So then another signal that, you know, these early stage companies that are coming up now, like, we're taking our cues from customers, not from investors, not from research. We're taking our cues directly from customers.
Do you think that there's certain people who don't have software backgrounds that could fit into some of these companies? And I want to get into the companies in a little bit, but, like, from a mentality standpoint, obviously to be in the cannabis industry, you need to have grit, resiliency, and an openness to kind of solve problems. But do you think those same skill sets can apply to someone, let's say, who's not a developer, who can utilize tools like ChatGPT in order to take all these variables in and then just understand that just needs to put together the piece of the puzzle in order to solve the problem?
Absolutely. I mean, we are in the no code era, right? So I think that if you can build a website, if you can use Google Drive, if you can use some of these basic interfaces, I think you can play, because there's a lot of, I mean, look, we talked about this before, just scrappiness, right? Like, just being able to problem solve is a skill set that is needed at a software company, right? So that is more in the track of, like, business and operations and customer success. When people think of software companies, like, for the most part in cannabis, these are companies that are, you know, their first hires are definitely engineers, developers, but behind that, it's customer success, right? It's not sales first, because you got the co-founders or, you know, the person who's operating the business leading sales, and as it should be, you know, getting the first customers and scaling the business. And where I think across venture and across early stage software, not just in cannabis, you know, for about a half decade there, we got away with just, you know, you got an idea, you raise some money, you hire a bunch of people, right? And that includes a sales team, and that includes a marketing team, and that includes a whole, you know, swath of people that, you know, you're operating a company instead of figuring out what your company is, right? From day one. And, you know, like we kid around, my co-founders, Nate, Cody, and Austin and myself, like we kid around sometimes, like honestly, like we're not really operating a company just yet, right? Like we've got two products that are flying and we're really excited about it, but we don't operate like a company. You know, we don't have HR. We don't have, you know, like we're a very automated, scrappy, lean company. Now the goal is to get there, right? But I think we're kind of, like I said, I think this new breed is kind of flipping the script. We're starting small. We got, you know, customers who trust us. They're coming to us with problems and saying like, hey, look, we use XYZ every day. We don't use this tool. But if you did these three things to it, we think this changes the game for us, right? So when you have that like inbound coming from your customers.
What question do you wish more people asked you?
Do I wish more people asked me? Yeah, I mean, I think that's a good question. I would say I wish more people asked why I'm in cannabis. I think that I got that question a lot when I first got into the industry. And I think it was a good thing to remind yourself of, right? Like I got into cannabis because there was just pure interest and pure passion. Like when I say that story earlier, like my wife was like literally making fun of me because I'm working this full-time job. I'm spending every waking moment outside of it, like reading or talking about cannabis. And so I kind of miss answering that question, right? Like I kind of miss, I think that question's kind of gone away as the industry is maturing. So like, it seems like a kind of a BS question, but I miss that question. I miss being able to talk about, you know, finding out about the medical aspects of all of this, finding out about use cases of hemp, the difference. But, you know, I mean, when I got into this space, every cannabis beverage that I tried tastes disgusting. It was like a 100-milligram beverage that tasted like weed. And look, I'm a joint smoker. So like I love the smell of weed, but I don't want to drink a beverage that tastes like weed. Right. And so I think that like seeing how this industry has progressed over time, I think kind of changes some of the reasons that you're in it. And so I wish I got to answer that question a little more because I think it's changing for me as I go.
Prediction time. Rick, with tools like ChatGPT becoming widely used, will companies look to integrate more software team members into their core foundation as a startup?
So I think, you know, I think it's going to be more partnering with the right tool sets, like a Little Earth or Can versions, as opposed to bringing that in-house. You know, for me, and this is just an observation, I'm happy to argue this point, but if you look around at the cannabis brands and retailers that are doing really well, they focus on selling weed. They don't focus on building a software tool or hiring someone to, they focus on people who can grow, produce, and sell weed really well. Right? Let nerds like me focus on the software tools that you need. And so I don't see that. I don't see that cannabis companies will hire software employees, but I think that my prediction is that cannabis companies are finally going to buddy up with software companies and recognize that software can have kind of this like big bad wolf, evil kind of easy money realm to it, but it's the game changer as it relates to how you differentiate yourself in a maturing market, right? How do you create margin as a cultivator? You have to be dialing, you know, you have to have this dialed in so well, right? So Trim comes in and solves that for you. When you're a brand that's expanding to a new market, you don't know much about the retailer activity on a day-to-day basis, you need Little Earths. You need this tool, but you're not hiring a software person. You're hiring a seller who knows how to sell weed. You're hiring a field marketer who knows how to get the word of mouth going in market, right? But they're using software tools. So I would say that the toolkit is going to get bigger for cannabis companies for software. And I think it's a really exciting time for folks like you guys and Little Earths and Cannaversions and a host of others.
Love it. So for our listeners, they want to get in touch. They want to check out some of the products. Where can they find you?
Yeah. So littlealerts.com is the best place to check out littlealerts and canaversions.com as well. And then if you want to check out and want some resources on the investing side, you can go to receptivecap.com. And, you know, feel free to reach out to me on LinkedIn as well. I'm pretty active on there, both posting and engaging. It's kind of the home for cannabis business. And so, yeah, hit me up there. And we hope to hear from customers and new prospects alike. Hit us up.
Appreciate it. Thanks for taking the time. This was a lot of fun.
Guys, if you've enjoyed this podcast over the last few years, can you please take 3 minutes or less and leave us a quick review on Apple or Spotify? All reviews make a massive difference for us and help other people like you find this podcast. From the bottom of our hearts, thank you.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Hi, my name's Kate, and I'm your host of the Pot Moms Podcast. I started the Pot Moms Podcast, well, because I wanted to end the stigma against using cannabis, specifically with moms, but also anyone who chooses to consume. I strive for a balance of humor and education, along with some pretty rad guests, to help combat social biases that come with consuming cannabis. Kids are hard. Join me for regular podcast episodes packed with parenting hacks, real-life stories, and of course, my favorite cannabis products. The days are long, but the years are short. So roll another J and take a deep breath. Keep blazing and stay amazing.